On Monday evening, the 31st floor corridor of the Waldorf Astoria was crowded with people from Senegal waiting to meet their president, Abdoulaye Wade. One group with an appointment was the Association of Senegalese in America, an umbrella organization based in Harlem. But as Ibrahima Diafune, the group's head, explained the next day in his office on 116th Street, they never got through the door.
And then everybody was here. People from Los Angeles, California to Boston, Connecticut, all over. Senegalese people.
The group included representatives of many different ethnic and religious communities, but the president's staff said only four people would be allowed in. Diafune refused to break up his delegation.
And by principle, I say no, I can't do it. You're supposed to see the entire community. Some people are here more than 15 years, never go back to Senegal. At least seeing the president, shaking hand, that would be nice.
During the back and forth, a separate group of about 16 people turned up and were led straight into the inner sanctum. Apparently, these were U.S.-based members of the president's political party. Diafune said watching them waltz in just added insult to injury.
Receiving his political party and telling the community we cannot receive you because of what reason it is, that's not right. That's why we are so frustrated.
The aborted meeting was the hot topic at the association's office.
It is a big frustration. Of course it is.
A man named Teke Gai said the whole idea of having to meet the president at his hotel was flawed in the first place.
Most of the time our president is in a big hotel, Waldorf, in a very big hotel, where you cannot meet a community. It's not possible. So what they need to know is when they come here, the best thing for them to contact their community is to go where they live.
President Wade has come to Harlem before. Diafune said that when Wade ran for office, he campaigned in Harlem, door-to-door and business-to-business. The Senegalese community in New York has become that influential back home. But Wade was re-elected this year, and now, Diafune said, he no longer needs them.
The frustration will remain to us. We have been hurt, we have been frustrated, and then that's not nice.
One veteran of the local Senegalese scene downplays the whole incident.
I don't think it really matters.
Dam Babu is the U.S. correspondent for a Senegalese newspaper and radio group. He's been in Harlem for 18 years. On Tuesday afternoon, he was listening to his radio station over the internet. The devotional music marked sundown in Dakar and time to break fast in this holy month of Ramadan.
Actually, these meetings with the president itself, I don't see the goal beyond the entertainment part of being there, meeting with the president, hear him give a nice speech. Beyond that, there is nothing in these meetings.
In fact, even the association members agreed the government is quite responsive to their needs, especially with paperwork like passports and birth certificates. Senegal is the only country to have its consulate in Harlem, on 125th Street. Besides, Babu said, most U.S. Senegalese are entrepreneurs and aren't looking for government support. And, he said, you need to look at what happened at the hotel from both sides. All kinds of people come out of the woodwork to try to see their president, and security can get overwhelmed.
Even one day, they have this incident at the Hyatt Hotel. Some people, right on the hall of the hotel, ordered the food, the African food, and started eating. And the general manager of the hotel had to come and threaten them to take out the head of state. Otherwise, they have to just get out of there.
The man with the task of keeping everyone happy is Sheikh Niang, the general consul in New York, who is well-regarded in the community. Over coffee at the Waldorf, he phrased his own reaction diplomatically.
I'm sure that people are disappointed. Some people are disappointed. But I think that it's mainly a misunderstanding between the presidential staff and the people who came.
So I thought I'd ask President Wade directly for his thoughts on the matter. I had an interview with the president set up through the proper channels. But when I came back to the Waldorf for my appointment on Wednesday night, I too got bumped by George Soros, the billionaire financier and philanthropist. And there wasn't much I could do about that. There is a pecking order, after all. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter. Kipp ku dan ligeyal dine nasran bi reela na farle kenne na khassal islam de modon senite cheikh ahmadou bamba monen fatouache shukran lak shukran lak.
Khamal ma yalla khamal ma yonent.